Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody. Come on, let us enter in this morning. Amen. Let's give God our praise, glory, and honor. Lift up your hands and bless your eyes for what he's doing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We call on you. Come on, everybody. Open up your mouth and move them. My Lord, we thank you for this day.
Yes, Lord.
For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Come on, church. Come on, they kind of this day. Don't let the enemy set you up this morning. Open up your mouth right now. It is time to touch you and not yourself. Amen. It is all of the world shut up. It is all of the world shut up. It is all of the world. Just thank God right now, like we do all this morning. Hallelujah. Know that God is the God who is able. Amen. We serve a God that is able. We serve the living God, Almighty God, our sovereign God. We come this morning. Lord, we come to worship you, oh God. We come to praise your God. We come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all admiration, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come exalting your name above all names. For there's no one greater than you, Lord. Oh God, in the hills, My Lord, my God, move in this purpose before your God. Let healing take place right now, God. Let deliverance take place right now in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh God, and treat them by the water and get in them, God. My Lord, my God, we seek you, God. We come crying out, hey. My little corner of all China, my God, my God, my God. Let us have breakthrough in the heavens this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, he came in the fire. Oh Lord, you are doing in us right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, give God the faith of this morning, oh God. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, try to get into you this morning. Oh God, created us a clean heart, oh God. Oh Lord, we come with a heart of worship this morning. In the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My God, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Move Holy Spirit of living God. Walk every house and every car right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Touch every heart and mind of your children, oh God. Let peace come into the field right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let peace overtake us, oh God, like the rivers of the water, oh God. Let the ocean, oh God, and God and the most, oh God. Let us go to us right there, your Holy Spirit. Let we may be worshiping prayers, oh God, and made over. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you and we love you. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Forgive us, oh God, for getting caught now in your rationalization, oh God, or your indifference, oh God, and your heart-holding, oh God. Oh, Lord, create in us a clean heart, oh God, right now. And renew a sense of spirit within us, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. For Lord, thou right there with your Holy Ghost and with fire. Let us just see tongues of fire to war against the enemy, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father, for life, health, and strength that comes from you. Thank you every need of our heart, oh God, and every breath that we take, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Thank you for your forgiveness, Father God. Thank you for the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood on Calvary to save us. The blood that reaches us up to highest mountains. In the name of Jesus Christ, you washed in the blood this morning, church. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We decree and declare right now that all that we pray for in the name of Jesus Christ, that our prayers have been answered. My Lord, hey, Kodomo Shana Mahaya. Oh, Lord, you can divide to intervene and turn it all around for the glory of the kingdom of God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Just thank God right now. Just thank Him. Can you open up your mouth and just thank Him? Can you praise Him right now, right where you are? We know it's God that has kept you and not yourself, amen. You know that Jesus came out of the Holy Spirit. Oh God, we bless your name. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power and the name that we are born from glory to glory to glory. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail and with the promises of God in the Holy Spirit of the living God and the blood of us. Amen. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Hey, come on, everybody. Give God our praise and glory this morning because He is worthy to be praised. Amen. He is worthy of all praise, all glory, all honor. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We got a way to shout right now because He's already working. you to shout.
Yes.
Shout where you are. You ain't got to wait to go out and show on yourself. Shout where you are, in your house by yourself, in your car by yourself.
Yes.
Shout, church, because God is. God was and forever will be.
Yes.
The God, the Most High, the Creator of all things. My Lord, my God. See, I want you to understand this morning. He's not like man. You ain't got to worry about man because he's nothing like man. You ain't got to worry about woman because it's nothing like woman. Yeah, come on now. Oh, God Almighty.
He is God all alone.
We thank you, Lord.
He is all.
Oh, God. We thank you this morning, Father. One more time, amen, everybody.
Hallelujah.
One more time, we here at the 10 a.m. hour. I know some have struggled to get on at this time, but we'll see them at 2, amen.
Amen.
My Lord, my God, welcome, church. Good morning,
yes,
Sister Dillard, Sister Klein, Evangelist Kim. Welcome, everybody,
amen.
Everybody else that is on the internet.
Amen.
That are tuned in this morning. Amen. Glory to God. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
God this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Welcome. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, press 1. We want to welcome you.
Amen.
We want to personally welcome you. We want to pray for you and pray with you. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my husband and I, we welcome you. We are the Gospel Public Ministry.
Yes,
I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Gus. Amen.
And we just thank God for you this morning. Lord,
yes.
God has kept you all through the night, all last week, to meet
Amen.
Here again on Sunday morning. Most of you all, we see you during the week. We're in minister training. We're in Bible study. We're
yes.
in midweek service together. We're praying on Saturday morning,
yes.
and we're in Saturday teaching. So we just kind of go throughout the week. So I thank God, when you're hungry for the word of God, when you're thirsty, you're ready. You're not trying to miss that
Amen.
Opportunity to be fed. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
To be able to drink of a cup of blessings. So,
Amen.
If somebody telling you, I'm hungry for it, but they ain't came to the table to eat.
Right.
If you tell me, Pastor, I'm hungry. I'm talking about in the natural, I'm hungry,
yeah.
and I prepare the food, but you don't come eat it. I'm not going to believe you hungry.
Right.
I'm going to come back out there. I thought you said you was hungry. Why are you still in here?
Yeah.
I thought you said you was hungry, but you out there doing something else. So
uh-huh.
Are you really hungry?
Right.
The food's still on the table. It's been 2 or 3 days there. I thought you said you was hungry.
Right.
When we say we're hungry for the word of God, we come to eat.
Amen.
We come to eat. We don't get too busy when you're hungry.
Right.
Everything else out right. when you're hungry. You put stuff down and say, I better go eat right now. It's time for me to eat.
Yeah.
It's time for me to eat. And I guarantee you when you're hungry enough, I bet you stop what you're doing.
Don't stop.
Because some of us get busy. We get lightheaded. Some start talking to us.
Yes, right.
My Lord, my God, are you hungry? Good morning. Welcome.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Text somebody this morning and tell them, come on to church.
Yes.
Text somebody right now that got still that time.
That's
come on,
right.
church. Don't you know you still got time because you got breath in your body. God kept
Amen.
You. You still got time to get it right. Amen. Think about the man that, told that was on the cross at the right hand of Jesus that said, you be.
Yes.
Then he started believing that you remember me.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus said, I will, you'll come.
Uh-huh.
And you'll be with me.
Uh-huh.
You still have time.
Amen.
He didn't have a lot of time, but he still had time.
He
had just enough time.
To make it on in.
My God. So while you still have time, text somebody and say, come on to church while you still have time.
That's right.
Because you're not guaranteed to be here the next hour. None of us.
We know,
right in your house.
We know someone.
Jesus.
Counted it to be here.
My Lord.
Leaving out the house and did not come back home.
Jesus.
His parents had to bury him.
So let me tell you something. Some didn't even leave.
Yesterday.
Some didn't even leave home.
Oh, my Lord.
Didn't make it out the house.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. I'm telling you, I know many people that didn't leave home. I've lost several friends of mine and family members that didn't leave the house. Never made it out the house. They were looking for them to come to work, and they never made it to work, and they found them in the house.
My Lord.
Jesus.
My Lord.
Some didn't make it back home, and some didn't make it out the house. My Lord, my God.
This time is a
this time, everybody.
This is today.
It's time to let go of all that stuff.
Yes.
That you've been holding on to, or a grudge, whatever it is, unforgiving. What somebody did to you today, let it go. Let it go. Whatever it is, let it go today.
Amen.
Be free.
Amen.
Be free so that you can receive whatever you was holding against anybody, what was said or what was done to you right now, right here. Let it go.
Yes.
Can you do that today? Go, if you got water in your house, in the sink right now, I'm going to wait for you. Go get you some antibacterial soap.
Uh-huh.
Run the water right now.
Uh-huh.
However you manage it, wash your hands. And as you wash your hands, decree and declare, I'm washing it all the way.
Yeah.
Right now. Every hate, pain, discomfort, whatever it is, unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, whatever they did to you in your past, go ahead and wash it off right now and let it go.
Yeah.
Once it goes down that drain, it's gone.
Uh-huh.
Do that right now and let it go. And I guarantee you, if I be a prophetess of God, then you will be set free. But you got to believe and decree and declare that you are letting it go as you wash your hands this morning. I mean, physically go and wash your hands. And everything that was on you, in you, whether pain, hurt, discomfort that you've done, past on you, anything you did before you got in service today, let it go right now. Go ahead and wash. I'm about to go wash my hands, y'all. I'm not playing. I'm not telling you to do it right now. Everything I did, I'm about to look out, cutting the water on right now, and I'm washing my hands. I want you to see the same thing. My face, but before I say let it go right now, I'm going to do this no more in the world. So this no more. I'm not going to let it hold me back from receiving my healing, from being delivered and set free, from blocking my blessings and my favor, stopping me from what God has for me. That's no more, because I want to hold on to this. I'm going to still be angry. I'm going to still hate. I still want to fight. You. Now, you're not doing it for nobody else.
Hallelujah.
You're doing it for yourself.
Hallelujah.
You're doing it for yourself. If you're there, God can use you.
Hallelujah.
God can use you.
Now, replace.
Yes,
God.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
You know, like
God.
Hallelujah.
The word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You to be full.
Amen.
You to be fulfilled.
Jesus.
For you to be healed. Delivered and set free.
Amen. Evangelist Trump wants to say something this morning. We've been doing a new thing. We've been doing a new thing, Lord. Go ahead, Evangelist Kim. Welcome. God bless you.
Hey, man, I just want to say that word is so on time because, you know, we have to wash our hands. You know, we can't hold grudges and think we're going to serve God in spirit and in truth. We got to move forward in Christ. So thank you for that word. It was well received in my household. Amen.
Yes. Jesus, amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God this morning. Just allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. We don't want to hear in the gospel public ministry. We want to get so caught up in, it's a good thing. We're supposed to have order, but when the Holy Spirit is moving and you're led by the Holy Spirit, do that because there's so many that need to be set free. So many of us waiting to be healed and delivered, and we're holding on to those things and we don't think that we are worthy, and we're staying in that place for God to stand and be free because it's His Son. He sent His Son to set us free, but we still want to be in bondage with our own ways and thoughts of allowing situations and circumstances of this world to hold us back. But I want you to know it's all temporary. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we just thank God this morning. Everybody that's here in the 10 o'clock service, we bless you. We thank God for you. I see the Evangelist Dorena W. is here. God bless you, sister. Amen. You are. I just thank God for the opportunity, amen, to be used and to be able to hear God clearly so that I can operate effectively in the kingdom of God. Amen. God bless everyone this morning. You all, let us get ready for our communion time. Will you be singing? Should I play the song? Go ahead and grab your things for communion this morning. Hallelujah. While you're grabbing that, we'll go ahead and allow Kamala Mann to come on in and sing the song. We bless you. Hallelujah. Go ahead and grab your things for communion. You got to get ready for our communion right now. You all get ready. We'll give you all a minute to grab your pasta, your wine,
what
your
juice, can wash
your bread,
your away man. My sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day.
The blood,
yes,
that gives us strength.
Yes.
The blood.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The blood.
The blood.
The Bible says in Luke chapter 22, verse 14 to 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which I shed for you. Let us pray.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have shed your blood for us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that because of your blood, we're able to be the men and women in Christ that you have created us to be. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, our trespasses. Cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. That, Jesus, that you took our sins and our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that you took this piece of bread. We take this bread, which represents your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins and our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and mad, spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken. Hallelujah. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. And we thank you that with your stripes that we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us, for touching us, and for healing us. We thank you that you took this bread and you broke it and you said, take, eat. This is the body which was broken for you. And partake in faith in the name of Jesus. We now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. We all may eat. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. And your blood is our atonement. For it justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us. It cleanses and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquity, and all of our transgressions, and all of our trespasses. In your blood, it heals us. In the name of Jesus, we now take this in remembrance of you. You may drink. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. And everybody, do say amen and amen again.
Amen. Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood. We'll have two song selections here, you all, and we'll be back for the message being preached by Pastor Tawanika Manny.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Call somebody right now. Let them come on in the church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're coming with the song selection, you all. I'm just trying to get it set up. Jesus.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange. But praise is the way I say things. Sometimes I just get so bubbly on the inside. I just want to holler it out. Come on.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself.
A holler.
A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little.
put your hands together.
I can't keep to myself.
Until it came from your belly.
Simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah. So we going home, y'all. School.
And he doesn't do anything else. Guess what? He's already done enough. Come on, church. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Go ahead and stand to your feet, clap your hands, and just thank him for what he's already done, what he's doing right now, what he's about to do, because you are a believer and you trust God for it. Amen. Come on, church. Shout glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey, come on now.
Glory.
I'm so excited. All I can do is say, thank you, thank you, thank you. If he don't do anything else, he's already done enough, because guess what? He has kept us, amen? It is not you that have kept yourself, so shout, thank you, Jesus. If you don't do anything else, you've already done enough, amen? Glory to God. Let us pray, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Heavenly Father. I ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us here in Sunday service. According to Isaiah 60:2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this very hour and time, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, by faith that you're moving, that you're changing us, oh God, right now from the inside out, oh God, that all that we preach, oh God, on today, oh God, let it take root and manifest in us, oh God, in our actions, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that one will see and know that we are women and men of God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. And I thank you, Lord. Let thy kingdom come right now. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. Let us receive right now our daily bread. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, as we come hungry and thirsty to receive right now. Let it be so that we be full spiritually, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want to shout, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Saying that you ain't got to wait to shout, shout right now, hallelujah, because you know it's already worked out for your good, amen. You can just shout, just but trust in God, and they looking at you saying, why are you shouting your lights off? They just fired you from your job and say, I trust God because he's about to do something new, amen. You get to shout. I remember when I was coming up, and whenever something trouble would come, I was sort of shouting, getting excited, because I said, oh God, you about to do something better than this, amen. I would just get so excited, trusting God, that he was about to turn that thing around, but he was going to do a new thing, and he was going to do greater than what I came out of, amen. Can you shout him, expecting God to do greater, hallelujah, expecting God to deliver you, amen, to a better place, amen. We ain't trying to go back, we're trying to move to a greater, to a higher level, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. So go ahead and shout him, because your situation is about to change for the good. It's not about to change for the worse, amen. When they say, I can't get worse than this. No. It can only get better from here, because I serve a God that is able. Shout right now. Amen. Go ahead and shout right now. There, my Lord, we done been through some things, but we done came out in a better place. You ever been through a maze before? You may go in one way, but you come out in a whole different place. Amen. You come out in a place of victory. Amen. You come out in a place of being blessed. Amen. You just can't wait to come out. But you know there is a way out. Amen. See, we serve a God that we know there is a way out. We ain't going to just stay in that thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, come on, I get excited. I'm in a place of being grateful, just being grateful, just looking around and just thanking God for what he's already done. Amen. Hallelujah. So when the song says, if you don't do anything else, he's done enough. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, the message today, you all, is be led by the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Will you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you? Amen. Will you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you? The message again is be led by the Holy Spirit. As we've been learning and teaching and on Saturday led lessons, we've been learning about the Holy Spirit. So be led, you all, by the Holy Spirit. Amen. It will not lead you astray. Amen. The Bible says, if you can go with me this morning, amen, the Bible in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, you all, verses 16 through 26 is where I'm going to start this morning. It will be more of a teaching message today. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to slow down. Come on. I'm going to slow down just a little bit, but I just get excited. Amen. Hallelujah. Then we come out the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 16 through 26. Amen. Galatians, I'll say that again for those that are online. I know Sister Henderson is here in service, but she's having service online. Amen. And Sister Dillard is online as well. And those who are online, God bless you. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 26 says that, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions and heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Verse 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. So if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us, hallelujah, not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Again, the message is be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reader, hearer, most of all, the doers of his word. So when we look at the scripture, you all, being led by the Spirit, see, if you desire, it is to have the qualities, you all, in verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Amen? When we're led, you all, then know that this is the Holy Spirit that is leading you. When you're operating, when you have the desires of the qualities of the Holy Spirit, then you know that you are being led by the Holy Spirit because you are operating according to the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. So at the same time, be careful not to confuse your subjective feelings with the Spirit. Amen. So understand the Spirit's leading. I want you to understand that, see, being led by the Holy Spirit involves the desire to hear, the readiness to obey God's word, and the sensitivity to discern between your feelings and his promptings. So live each day controlled, you all, controlled and guided by the Holy Spirit. Then the word of Christ and the words of Christ will be in your mind. The love of Christ will be behind your actions, and the power of Christ will help you control your selfish desires. Amen? See, when Apostle Paul describes the two forces, you all, conflicting within us, see, the Holy Spirit and the flesh are our evil desires or inclinations that stem from our bodies. Amen. See, Apostle Paul is not saying that these forces are equal. See, the Holy Spirit is infinitely stronger, you all. But if we rely on our own wisdom, we will make wrong choices. So if we try to follow the Spirit by our own human effort, we will fail. I want you to understand this. I say this again. If you try to follow the Spirit by your own human effort, we will fail. You will fail. See, our only way to freedom from our evil desires is through the empowering of the Holy Spirit. And I say this again, be led by the Holy Spirit. It will not lead you astray. It will not lead you the wrong way. It will not lead you down the path of destruction. It will not lead you in such a way that you will be hurt or harmed. Amen. I want you to understand that be led by the Holy Spirit is to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and not you lead the whole time to lead the Holy Spirit. So, when we're looking at scripture this morning, see, we all have evil desires, and we can't ignore them. See, if we can be honest with ourselves, amen? See, in order for us to follow the Holy Spirit's guidance, we must deal with them decisively, amen? We must crucify them. See, these desires include, hallelujah, include obvious sins, you are such as sexual immorality and sorcery. See, they also include less obvious sins, such as hatred, self-ambition, unforgiveness, and envy, you all. See, those who ignore such sins or refuse to deal with them reveal that they have not received the gift of the Spirit that leads to transformed lives. So when we're led by the Holy Spirit and we're believers, amen, of Christ, and we receive Christ, we receive the Holy Spirit that changes us. So we're no longer operating, hallelujah, outside of the will of God. But see, the thing about God, he gives us free will. But we have to make up our minds that we're going to allow our bodies to be crucified. Our desires, we have to crucify them, amen, and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, my Lord, my God. So be led by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Anything else can lead you. Any other kind of spirit can lead you. But I'm telling you today, be led by the Holy Spirit. There's many spirits out there, hallelujah, but not any court of a higher. Don't allow those spirits to lead you. Be led by the Holy Spirit, amen. The Holy Spirit of the living God, amen. See, the fruits of the Spirit, hallelujah, that we're talking about here, the fruits of the Spirit is the spontaneous work of the Holy Spirit in that. And I'll tell you again what those are again. And I'm going to slow down because I'm getting excited. See, the fruits of those spirits, hallelujah, the fruits of the Spirit you got again is love. Are you operating at joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control?
Yeah, amen.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. Amen. I'm going to say it again so you can examine yourself. Amen. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Yes, Lord.
Uh-huh. See, these are the works of the Holy Spirit that's in us. See, the Spirit produces these character traits that are found in the nature of Christ. They are the byproducts of Christ's control. See, we can't obtain them by trying to get them without his help. So if we want the fruit of the Spirit to grow in us, we must join our lives to his. Amen. See, we must know him. Hallelujah. Love him. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to say it again. Hallelujah. I know it hit home. It hit your heart. It hit your heart right there to understand that we must know him. No, you got to know him. You must know him, and you have to love him. You have to remember him. You have to be intimate with him.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
We must know him, love him, remember him, and be intimate with him.
Amen.
So as a result, we will fulfill the intended purpose of the law, to love God and our neighbors. Amen. Which of these qualities do you want the Spirit to produce in you?
Amen.
So I say to you again, be led by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Be led by the Holy Spirit. See, because he... The God who sent the law also sent the Spirit.
Right.
The byproducts of the Spirit-filled life are in perfect harmony with the intent of God's law. A person who exhibits the fruit of the Spirit fulfills the law far better than a person who observes the rituals but has little love in his or her heart. Amen? Y'all with me, Seal? Amen? Y'all with me? Am I clear on the line? Because I understand we're through a phone system, so I want to make sure that you all can hear me this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I want you to understand this, you all. When the Bible says in verse 24, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. So in order to accept Christ as Savior, we need to turn from our sins and willingly nail, hallelujah, nail, and willingly, you all, nail our sinful nature to the cross. So this doesn't mean, however, that we will never see traces of his evil desires again. But as Christians, we still have the capacity to sin. I want you to understand that. But we have been set free from sin's power over us and no longer have to give into it. Amen? So we must daily commit our sinful tendencies to God's control. We must daily crucify them, hallelujah, and moment by moment draw on the Spirit's power to overcome them. I said to you again today, be led by the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit, you all. See, God is interested in every part of our lives, not just the spiritual part. So as we live, you all, by the Holy Spirit's power, we need to submit every aspect of our lives to God, emotionally, physically, socially, intellectually, vocational, you all. Apostle Paul says that because we're saved, we should live like it. Amen? See, the Holy Spirit is the source of our new life, you all. So keep in step with his leading. Will you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you? I said again today, be led by the Holy Spirit. Don't let anything or anyone else determine your values and standards in any area of your life. Be led by the Holy Spirit. When we look at verse 26, it says, let us not be conceited, provoking one another or envying one another. Amen? Amen? See, everyone needs a certain amount of approval from others. But those who, hallelujah, that go out their way to secure honors or to win population with a lot of people become conceited and show that they are not following the Holy Spirit's leading.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Should I say that again?
Hallelujah.
Everyone. I didn't say some of us. Everyone, whether you want to admit it or not, at some point in your life, everyone needed or needs a certain amount of approval from others. But those who go out of their way to secure honors or to win popularity with a lot of people become conceited and show that they are not following the Holy Spirit's leading. So those who look to God for approval won't need to envy others because we are God's sons and daughters. We have his Holy Spirit, amen, as a loving guarantee of his approval. What else do you need, amen? Who else approval do you need? If you have the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is leading you, I want you to understand that sons and daughters, we have his Holy Spirit as a loving guarantee of his approval.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
So why are you looking for somebody else's approval? It says in the Bible, we already have God's approval.
Amen.
You receive the Holy Spirit, amen. Receive it and be led by the Holy Spirit, amen. My Lord, when we go over and look over in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 9 through 16, you all, be led by the Holy Spirit, amen. When we look at the verse chapter 9 through 16, the Bible says, I'm in Romans, you all, chapter 8, if you're following with me, the Bible says, remember I said I'm doing more of a teaching this morning than preaching, I mean, amen. See, the Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 9 and 16, as we're talking about, be led by the Holy Spirit, amen. So the Bible says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his.
Hallelujah.
Verse 10 says, and if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. So if you got the Spirit of Christ in you, if you have the Holy Spirit in you, why will you not allow the Spirit to lead you, but another Spirit? Be led by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in verse 12, you all, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Amen. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. You are. Be led by the Holy Spirit. We're not just talking about any kind of spirit. We're not saying any evil spirit. We're not saying that fighting spirit. We're not saying the cussing spirit. We're not saying the lying spirit. We're not saying the cheating spirit. We're not saying the... Oh, Holy Spirit of the living God. My Lord, my God, have you ever worried, church, about whether or not you really are a Christian? See, a Christian is anyone who has the Spirit of God living in him or her. See, if you have sincerely trusted Christ for your salvation and acknowledge him as Lord, and then the Holy Spirit has come into your life. I'm going to say it again. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. I'm going to say it again so you know. If you have sincerely trusted Christ for your salvation, if you have sincerely trusted Christ for your salvation and acknowledge him as Lord, then the Holy Spirit has come into your life. And you are a Christian. Hallelujah. You won't know that the Holy Spirit has come if you are waiting for a certain feeling. You won't know he has come because Jesus promised he would. Amen. Because you're a believer. See, when the Holy Spirit is working within you, you will believe that Jesus Christ is God's son and that the eternal life comes through him. Amen. You will begin to act as Christ directs. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people are waiting to have that feeling when they get to running and crying and doing all kind of stuff. But when you receive the Holy Spirit, amen, and you are in Christ, you will begin to believe, amen. You will find help in your daily problems, and you're praying, hallelujah. You will be empowered to serve God and do his will, amen. You will become part of God's plan to build up his church, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. You will hunger and thirst for more of Jesus, amen. You will hunger and thirst for more to do the will of God instead of your will, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. You will get more to the word and instead of into the world. My Lord, my God. See, the Holy Spirit is God's promise, a guarantee of eternal life for those who believe in him. See, the Spirit is in us now by faith. And by faith, we are certain to live with Christ forever. Amen. I don't know about you, but that just makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, put to death the deeds of the body. Means that God is the death, the power of the sin in your body right now. So when we regard sin's appeal as dead and lifeless, we can ignore temptation when it comes. Be led by the Holy Spirit. See, Apostle Paul used adoption or sonship to illustrate you all the believers, a new relationship with God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. Come on now. See, look here. We may not always feel as though we belong to God, but the Holy Spirit is our witness. Amen. His inward presence reminds us of who we are and encourages us with God's love. Amen. I don't know about you, but I get excited on what's on the inside when the Bible said, and greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Do you not know it's the Holy Spirit? Jesus said, I got to go. But if I don't go, I can't send the one that will comfort you. He said, I'm going to pray to the Father that he will send help. Do you know that help is the Holy Spirit? Do you know that the comforter is the Holy Spirit? Do you know your intercessor is the Holy Spirit? Do you know your guide is the Holy Spirit? I want you to know today, church, if you're going to be led by anything, be led by the Holy Spirit. I want you to know it's the Holy Spirit of the living God. See, I want you to know we are no longer cringing or fearful slaves. Instead, we are the master's children. What a privilege, amen? Because we are God's children. We share in great treasures as co-heirs to the kingdom of God. Amen? God has already given us his best gift. If you're looking for another gift, see, the song says if it doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough because he's given us his best gift. How many can say I've given my best gift to the Lord? See, he gave his only son. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. My Lord, he got it. My God, my God. He gave his best gift. He gave his best. I want you to understand he gave his best gift, which is his only son. My Lord, he gave forgiveness and eternal life. And he encouraged us to ask him for whatever we need. If you don't know, if you're down it today, ask God. My leg now, God. The Lord, let me receive the Holy Spirit. Let it work in me. I believe it today to receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Now that you believe, now receive the Holy Spirit. My Lord, my God,
hallelujah.
Glory good, to God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Hey, hey. Your action, Pastor, what does it mean to be led by the Holy Spirit? How do I let the Holy Spirit lead me? See, some may refer to it as being filled up with a sensitivity or to be sensitive or anointed by the Spirit. See, it probably sounds really spiritual, but being led by the Spirit is actually a very practical part of living the Christian life. See, it's a lifestyle that you choose to live from this day forward or whenever you accept Christ. You can't keep saying you're going to accept me for who I am, but when God changed you, you're not the old Carol, you're not the old Tawanika, you're not the old Dorsey, you're not the old Jamal, you're not the old Kimberly, you're not the old Connie, you're not the old Davina, you're not the old Charles, John, Bradley, Sean, Jacob, John, whoever it is, you're not a new creature in Christ. You have the Holy Spirit working on the inside, that's guiding you on the outside. My Lord, receive it in the name of Jesus. Ask God to increase your faith today to receive the Holy Spirit and let it operate on the inside of you. I want you to understand, simply put, to be led by the Holy Spirit just means to be obedient to him. The Holy Spirit does such an awesome yet practical work in the lives of God's children, and you are God's child. Amen. He is our comforter, our counselor, our helper, our intercessor, our advocate, our strengthener, and our standby. He teaches us and guides us into truth. Amen. And he even brings the things we learn back to our remembrance as we need it. Amen. You ain't got to worry about my memory is bad. When you have the Holy Spirit on the inside, he will bring back those things to your remembrance. I don't care if they have diagnosed you with Alzheimer's or your dementia. The Bible says that he brings back those things to our remembrance. And the best part of it all is that he lives in each of us. My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, oh God. Ephesians 3 and 16 tells us, church, and I'm going to close out here, that he enables us to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Himself indwelling in your innermost being and personality. He comes to live in our hearts. Amen. When we're born again, and then he teaches and guides us according to God's plan and purpose for us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, one of the ways he does this is by convicting us of sins in our life, much like a child does as Christians. We learn what's right and wrong as we grow in our faith. My Lord,
hallelujah.
Oh, church, hallelujah. Be led by the Holy Spirit. But you got to receive it first. You got to believe, then you got to receive. Then you be led. First you got to believe, receive, then be led.
Hallelujah.
By the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
By the Holy Spirit today. Hallelujah. Be led by the Holy Spirit. He won't lead you wrong. He won't lead you astray. Amen. Will you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you?
Hallelujah.
Will you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you? Come on now. I don't care what you did before. We washed that away this morning. I don't care what you said last night or this morning before you got on the call, who you cussed out, what you drank last night. Amen. We washed that away this morning. When we washed our hands, when we went into whatever room you went into, bathroom, kitchen, and you ran water on your hands, and we decree and declare that we are cleansed and washed, hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you were in study on yesterday, we know the water is a representation of the Holy Spirit. Be washed in the name of Jesus Christ today, amen. We did that already, so we ain't got to worry about that. No, we already dealt with that. We're not dealing with old sin. We're not dealing with that. We're not dealing with that old mess, amen. You already took the trash out. The garbage man has picked it up, and they done took it to the city dump, amen. Why would you drive to find it and go in it, and then you got other people mess on you? We've already dealt with that, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. But there be one today. Will there be one today?
Amen.
Record on motion.
Hallelujah.
Will there be one today?
Hallelujah.
Will there be one today?
Yes, Lord.
Will there be one today? You said, I'm tired. I'm tired of living the same life.
Amen.
I've been led astray. I've gotten off track, and I just want to come back. I want to rededicate myself to Christ. Will that be one today?
Amen. There might be one. There might be one that today you choose to allow Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. You choosing today that, you know, I'm not going to be that old man. I'm not going to be that old woman. I'm not going to be bound to this world. I'm not going to be bound to the things that I may have said and done. But I choose Christ today. That might be you today. There might be one. Allow me and Pastor Tamika Manning, allow us to pray with you. We'll help you to pray the simple prayer of salvation. The most important thing that you will ever do in your life is to receive Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. So let that be you today. Be not ashamed. 2 Timothy 15, 2 Timothy says that being not afraid of the Lord. It says a workman that's being not afraid, rightly dividing the word of truth, being not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. There might be you today. There might be one. There might be one that have already received Jesus Christ into their life. But you may have gone astray. You may have gotten off the course. You might have been following somebody or just doing it all by yourself and end up in a pit somewhere. You're in trouble right now. But God loves you so much, and he forgives you for every single one of your sins already, because you already received them. So that means he have already forgiven you already. He knows you right there where you are, and he knows where you're going. So let that be you today. Let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. Be encouraged today to give your life over to Christ. Be encouraged today to come to him in prayer, ready to receive all that he has for you. Just press one. There may even be one that has a special request. There's something that's going on in your life that's too much for you to handle. But it ain't nothing too much that God can't handle. It ain't nothing too big for God and nothing too small for God. See, God is concerned about every single one of your concerns, whether big or small. But see, you got to give it to him. You got to put it in his hands. He said for us to come together in his name. When two or three come together in his name, he said there he is in the middle of it all. So will you come today? Will you come for prayer? Somebody may be sick in their body. Jesus. They may be sick in their mind. They may be grieving about something right now.
Jesus.
Well, we serve God, God the provider.
Yes, Lord.
We serve God, God the healer. We serve God, God the redeemer.
Jesus.
We serve a forgiving God, a merciful God, a gracious God.
Yes,
will you come today?
Yes, God.
Just press one. There may be one that's looking for a church home. Hallelujah. You may have found yourself out of fellowship. You're in that place to where you're hungry. You're in that place to where you're thirsty. You are thirsty for the word of God. You're hungry for it. Everybody else's word has failed and it came back void, but the word of God would never come back void. Pastor Talanique and I would love to be your pastor.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to love you. A supernatural love. We're going to pray with you. We're going to pray for you. We're going to touch and agree with you. We're not going to be the one that's going to lead you. We're just going to be the one that's going to lead you right to God and showing you how to do the same thing, to be a leader in the mighty name of Jesus. Will you press one today? There might be one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you. Amen. Amen. We just thank God for the opportunity one more time, church. Amen. Give God
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. At this time, we will take our tithes and offering.
Amen.
We'll send those over to Pastor Chantel at PastorShantell, or Zell at 346-719-3349.
Amen.
Amen. And if you have your tithes, we'll go ahead and pray. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes, Lord God, and our offerings, and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. And as it comes to us, oh God, we thank you. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture and harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Lord, help us appropriate our money, oh God, with dignity. Help us appropriate your money, oh God, with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality that you honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And, Lord, we thank you, oh God, we ask in Jesus' name that there be no lack in those that give today and those who purpose their heart to give, oh God. We ask that you restore their stewardship, oh God, so they'll be able to sow into the kingdom. And, Father God, we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. At this time, we'll have our tithes. I'm sorry, we have our announcements from Evangelist. I'm trying to get another one out. Jesus, I come against that spirit right now. You come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We have our announcements right there. We have my Evangelist Kimberly reference.
Amen.
Amen. So you don't get all my tithes, God.
I know, right?
It's all good. It's all good. You love to God, to Pastor Mannings, to all my sisters and brothers that are assembled today and those that will assemble. The announcements are as follows. The Gospel Public Ministries Church Services, Monday at 9 p.m. is intercessory prayer. Wednesday at 7 p.m. is Bible study. Thursday at 7 p.m. is midweek service. Sunday service is at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And these are all Central Standard Times. And then we're going to have a special event from March 1st through the 31st, every Saturday at 12 noon, will be Understanding the Holy Spirit. And the church line number is 845-277-9213. The prayer line is 732-434-2510. And we also have a special play coming up where both of our pastors going to be part of it. And our Pastor Talanika wrote the entire play. It's called I Can't Stand My Family Members. And this is going to be taking place this weekend starting March 27th at 7 p.m. and the 28th at 5 p.m. And it's going to be at the Midtown Arts Center, 1423 Holman Street. And that's Houston, Texas, 77004. For information, you can dial 346-719-3349. General admission is $35, and pre-sale tickets are $25. And I want to end by sharing a quick testimony that I've been believing God for something for 5 months now, and like they say, he may not come when you want, but he's always on time. And I can honestly say he did come through this Friday for me, and I praise his holy name. So if you're listening and you believe in God for something, don't give up. He's there. And that is our announcement for today. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We thank you. Amen. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. So we're so excited, y'all. Yes, we have a play that's coming up, amen, this weekend. So if you have not gotten your tickets, get your tickets. They're still on sale for $25. We have added performer, Sister Jamel Henderson has been added to the play. So she has a cameo part in the play. So come out and see her as she debuts her first performance. You all with us at an adult. So she'll be she'll be on stage and you can see some of her comedy. So we look forward to her being on stage this coming weekend. Amen. So tell somebody about it. Come on out. We need a good laugh. Laugh is good for the soul. So come on out, and we're just excited. We'll be extending our teachings, you all, on Saturdays. So join us. Tell somebody about it. We've been having a really good time. It's only 30 minutes. from 12 to 12:30. Amen. And we're still shouting Monday through Thursday. Amen.
Amen.
At 12 p.m. on the shout.
That's right.
So tune in. You are 12 noon. Tell somebody. Be recharged, refueled by the Holy Spirit being led. Amen. God bless everyone. You all. We bless you here at the Gospel Public Ministries to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people round and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function in perfect perfection, amen, according to the Holy Spirit that worketh in you. Hallelujah. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen. If you believe that, then open up your mouth and say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Jesus.
Amen, and it shall be so, and it shall be no other way. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. God bless everyone. I definitely pray that the Holy Spirit was able to give you a little bit of something. I know I did get something out of that. You know, may your day be prosperous in every single way.
Yes, God.
Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again. God bless you. May God keep you in all of your ways. We love you.
Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Guess what? It ain't nothing you can do about it. It ain't nothing you can do about it. We're going to have a good time. All right, y'all. Y'all take care. God bless you. We're back at 2 p.m. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Gold mansion, just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like you imagine. Living without all his grace. Get back.